Welcome to the Live Beautifully podcast. I'm Katrina Scott. I'm a mom, a passionate female founder, and a creative brand builder. In the last 15 years, I've been everything from a personal trainer to a Forbes featured entrepreneur, a New York Times bestselling author, and the co-founder of the leading fitness empire, Tone It Up. And with that comes CEO, late night copywriter, creative director, social media expert, and of course, the most important job to inspire creativity, an office intern running out for coffee and donuts for the dream team. I'm humbled and so grateful for my journey so far, and I can't wait to write new chapters with all of you. Creativity, success, and making your dreams come to life takes passion, commitment, and a deep, deep love. And love is fostered and grown through deep connections and purpose. And we're going to do just that together. From personal life stories to thoughtful conversations with the most inspiring guests and Ask Me Anything episodes, my hope is this show will ignite your creative brilliance so you can flourish and live beautifully. Okay, deep breath. I am literally shaking. If you told me I would be recording this episode 15 years ago, 10 years ago, or even a year ago, I don't know if I would have been able to believe it. Ever since I was a little girl, I admired the strong women who graced the most iconic publication there is, Sports Illustrated Swimsuit. What began as a magazine during the lull in sports in the winter for men became the epitome of strong, confident, and unstoppable women for women. In 1964, the very first issue came to life, and since then, SI has released an issue every year with women who are breaking barriers and showing that beauty has no boundaries. SI has been a place where women are not only celebrated, they're given a voice and a place to own their body, their story, and represent the unrepresented. From pioneering, showcasing diversity and inclusivity in their pages to tackling ageism, body image, the Me Too movement, and featuring everyone from athletic to transgender and disabled, they have paved the way for women to truly be themselves. A few reasons why I believe Sports Illustrated Swimsuit is so successful is they have always evolved and stood up for what's right. They also haven't been afraid to go against the norms and be the first to truly do something that no one has seen before. Here are a few of my favorite SI moments along the way. They were the very first publication to ever credit a woman by her name. I'll also always remember Elle McPherson on the cover 5 times. And then there was Kathy Ireland, pregnant in 1994. Tyra Banks, the first black cover model on the issue in 1996, and then again at 45 years young in 2019. And then there was Ashley Graham leading the way for the body positivity movement. And then Brianna Huckabee, a Paralympian gracing the pages in all of her glory. Christy Valdeseri, bald and beautiful, making waves for her balterage. Christy Brinkley at 65 years young. The 50th anniversary with Chrissy Teigen was amazing. Mara Martin walking the swimsuit runway while breastfeeding her baby, which by the way, I was pregnant when I saw that and I was in bed watching it. I was crying and I felt seen. I was nervous about breastfeeding and it was so great to see that. And then this year, Lena Bloom as the first Black and Asian transgender woman to appear in the magazine. And of course, Beyonce in 2007 because, well, she's Beyonce. Sports Illustrated Swimsuit is legendary and there's a legend behind it and she's our guest today. The editor-in-chief, MJ Day. She's going to share her story of how she landed the job, how she leads with compassion, and tons of surprises and behind-the-scenes stories. So without further ado, welcome, MJ.
Thank you so much for being here. I can't believe that after everything that we've been through, we're finally sitting down and both of us are warm inside. Comfortable, which we'll get into what our shoot was like together. And your hair looks fabulous.
Oh, it's clean. Thank you.
Thank you. Mom life.
Totally.
So for anyone that doesn't know you, I would love for you to introduce yourself and share a little bit of your journey of when you started at Sports Illustrated Swimsuit.
Well, I'm MJ Day, and I am the editor-in-chief of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit franchise. I got my start, oh my God, I started in 1998 was when I started at Sports Illustrated Swimsuit, and I literally was the assistant to the assistant at the brand, which at that time was just comprised of three people. Elaine Farley was my hiring boss, and Jenny Kaplan was my colleague who was there before me. And I came in as the, you know, new kid on the block. And basically my job was to sit in a dark closet and return swimsuits and fetch coffee and, you know, do very, very, very assistantly things. And I think I count that as one of the blessings of my situation, because I've literally learned this brand and this business from the ground up. I've worked every single job that comes along with being a part of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit at one point or the other. And after a few short years, here I am running, you know, what is the largest single media brand on earth. And it's a very fulfilling and very rewarding job, but very hard. And it's come with a lot of scratches and bumps. And, but I'm really proud of those and really proud of where I've come personally and where I am now, and very humbled by, you know, like the years that it took me to get here and the things that I've learned and the things that I still learn. And I love the community that, you know, we've created and where we sit and what we've been able to do for women.
It's iconic. And everybody knows you. It's kind of incredible how you are literally the mother bear of all swimsuits and all these incredible women. And I read somewhere that you've probably gone through about 30,000 bikinis or more.
Oh God, like in a year, maybe. Like that's literally,
just I think, the assistant.
Yeah, like we have probably close to 1,000 suits on each shoot that we bring with us. So first, yeah, that's like barely. But yeah, that would have been like the first year. Yeah, I've touched a lot of Lycra, that's for sure.
Oh, incredible. Now, did you always love, you know, women and women empowerment? And I think that you said that, I read somewhere too, that you were at InStyle before.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you know that you were going to go on this path when you saw a job offer at SI? Were you like, okay, that's what I want? Or did you just kind of fall into this?
I didn't just fall into it, but SI was a very different brand when I, you know, started there. And, you know, I've always really appreciated an aesthetic. I was a creative always, you know. I was always big into the arts and photography and fashion, and my level of interest, that's what fascinated me and what I loved. I didn't really realize at the time I could make a living out of it. And so when I graduated, it was in the late 90s, and media was just booming and jobs were plentiful. And I was fortunate enough to get a job at InStyle, on the marketing side, actually on the pub side. And, that was part of the Time Inc, you know, universe, which Sports Illustrated was a part of. And so after I interned there for a year, I started looking for full-time jobs, and they had no headcount. They kept saying like, just hang on, like, we'll get you a headcount. We'll hire you. I know how that goes. You know, I was like, I really need insurance. And so I started looking, and the publisher of InStyle at the time had once worked with Sports Illustrated. And so she connected me with HR, who then I saw a posting for this assistant position, and I didn't know it was for swimsuit. I think what the posting read was that I must be willing to travel extensively, not afraid to get my hands dirty, and was like a self-starter. And I was like, whoa, well, that's me. You know, like I love to travel, and I am definitely like very willing and able to get my hands dirty. And I wanted to just get my foot in the door. So I thought, oh, hey, this would be great. And then I found out it was for the swimsuit issue, and I was like, oh, that's great. Like I'll get to travel around the world and, you know, see all these beautiful things and like help create beautiful images. And why not? Having no idea what the job would consist of. So I interviewed and got it, obviously. And I remember Elaine Farley told me that she liked that I had been a hiking guide at one point during college, and that she knew that I wasn't going to be afraid to get my hands dirty. Because even now, even though swimsuits evolve so much and we're a bigger staff, not by much, but we're a bigger staff, like the hands-on obligations to this job for everyone who's a part of it is extraordinary. And no one on my team, myself included, like there's no job beneath anybody. We all pitch in wherever we're needed. We all are part of this like labor of love to create what is Sports Illustrated Swimsuit.
Do you feel like the fact that you've had every job at literally every single job all the way up until where you are now has made you a better leader?
I want to hope so, you know, because I've like walked in the shoes of all of my team members right now, more or less. Listen, I definitely try and lead with compassion.
You are the definition of a humble leader that has humility, and the best leaders have humility. And the fact that, I mean, I've seen you get your hands dirty and no job is no too big or too small for you. And that's incredible, because when people see that, they know that they can step up too and help wherever it is. So I think that you do a beautiful job.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot to me. Like at the end of the day, it's like we work so hard, all of us on every side of this street, the talent, the team, you know, the people that support the team. And it's like, everybody's so important to the whole process. And it's like, I don't know why anyone would function differently, because it's so important to remain conscious of what everybody's going through mm-hmm. and the job at hand. And if people are a part of this because they care about it, you're going to get the best from them. Like always is my feeling about it. And this brand we're fortunate enough to attract people that really care about this brand and what we're doing and our messaging and what we're trying to change. And so,
and the people that were there, I don't know if you want to announce
that you're our newest rookie for 2021. Congratulations.
I'll try to throw that in the intro, but
you're like, do you want to announce? I sure do. I'm so proud to have you a part of this. Like, I mean, we've had our love fests off camera, but I mean, you mean the world to us and me and so many women, and you represent so much to so many women and so many things to so many people. And I am so flattered and honored. And I feel so fortunate that you have such a special place in your heart for us and what we do. And it just means the world to me, because we're only as good as the people that make up this brand. We are that good. And you are such a good person, and you are such an exceptional businesswoman and leader and thought starter and collaborator and creator and contributor. You're the definition of who we want to celebrate on this platform because of what you accomplish. Don't cry, because you very much deserve it. And I am just so happy that you see value in it and that you want to be here with us, because being able to feature women like you and all the things that you have been through, all of the things that you have accomplished, all of the things that you want to accomplish, it starts there. What you give back to the world, the kind of energy you put back into that. And I think that's really important to celebrate. And I think that is really important to prioritize in media, in society, in your personal life, period. Because we are better because of having women like you as role models, you know, and as inspiration. So welcome, rookie.
a little backstory for anyone that, I mean, I can even just share right now, but you know, going into 2020, I was pregnant, and we lost our pregnancy at a few months. And then all of a sudden the stay at home order happened, and we were like, okay, we have to be safe. And it was kind of like, okay, this is actually good. I get to stay home and grieve. And I was in this time where I was like looking at myself, am I worthy? What does Brian even think I'm sexy anymore? You know, I've lost my womanhood. It was like such a low point. And then Emily DiDonato was like, do you want to do a workout with me on SI, and connected me with Joe. And I was like, what? Literally lost it. And we did that, and it was beautiful. And then I continued to teach. And then Joe was like, it's amazing. It's so good. Do you want to keep going? And I didn't know how much I needed that. And it was such a special thing for me, because I'm not sure if I would have sprung out of bed. I think I would have gone into a really dark place, but you gave me a reason to get up and to feel like I was valuable and that I wasn't broken without crying. It's like, I don't know if I would have even been able to get through 2020 the way that I did without being part of the SI family. So thank you for that. And then we suffered another miscarriage, which was really intense. It's interesting because the first time was really shocking. The second time was, oh, of course that would happen. You know, of course it's not going to work out like that. And I shared it with you, and oh my gosh, the flower arrangement that you and the team sent me took over my entire kitchen. And you know, you just pick yourself up and you say, no, I'm going to keep going, and I'm not going to give up, and I want to grow my family, whatever that looks like. And then I kept teaching, and that again gave me this place of fulfillment, of connection with women. And then when I got the phone call to be in the issue, I was like, I hope that I can represent women who feel like they've lost their sense of confidence, of worthiness, maybe moms that are going through a hard time, women who are struggling with fertility, and represent that woman that is unsure if it's maybe too late for her to feel beautiful. And you and your team made me feel worthy and beautiful, which is incredible. So thank you. And just when things feel really, really dark, there's really beautiful people like you, and the team that you've surrounded yourself with is incredible. And they are even a reflection of your light and your love that you give them. On set, they were literally coming up to me with hand warmers and wrapping me with their bodies and their jackets because it was freezing, and holding me in between shots. And that's just, I've been shooting for a long time, and I've been on set a lot with a lot of different people. I had a reality TV show. The team at SI is not like anything that anyone can ever imagine. Like, imagine the most kind, loving, empowering, gracious, beautiful group of women that just want to celebrate you, surrounding you. And that is the coolest thing, is that you have mostly women around you. And I don't know if that was a conscious decision, but your team is filled with women. And so when you were talking about, you know, the way that you carry yourself through your job and your leadership, even the day that you weren't there when we were shooting, you know, Janine was wrapping me with her jacket in between shots. And then I'd run over, and then, you know, she was checking on me, handing me water. I'm like, I've never been so well taken care of. It's so beautiful. And it makes you want to take care of them. I think as women, we want to be around women who celebrate us and take care of us. And it makes us want to take care of them in return. And it's like this beautiful love fest. I really believe that SI is for women and not for men. I don't know how you feel. I'd love to know from you how you feel Sports Illustrated Swimsuit has evolved over the years, and how you have been part of that evolution. Because I think for a lot of women and business owners and women starting brands that are tuning in right now, it's hard to evolve or to pioneer. You pioneered representation. You pioneered bringing women in that fashion magazines and runways weren't seeing. When I saw a woman walking on the runway, I was in bed, pregnant, and so worried about if I was going to be able to breastfeed. And someone walked down the runway breastfeeding, and I was crying. So tell me, how has SI evolved, and how have you been part of that, obviously leading that process?
I mean, SI has evolved a lot, you know, purposefully, you know. I mean, I guess when people talk about SI, I mean, it's always like a conversation about, you know, it's for women, it's for men, who's it for? And, you know, from even the earliest times when we're on set and we're shooting, when I was just the little assistant, it was about just creating beautiful art. The talent was never like, oh, I'm going to do this to get a boyfriend. You know what I mean? It was never about like trying to like impress men. It was like the people that do this feel confident about themselves, you know, about themselves in the industry, about themselves creating beautiful imagery and then content as it evolved. But the clientele, obviously, that it attracted had been always positioned to men outwardly, you know. But I think some of the most interesting bits about this brand is that even though it was positioned as a men's magazine under Sports Illustrated, you know, the weekly, it always attracted a huge female readership that was never discussed. We have now an enormous female readership. We have always had an enormous female readership, larger wow. than single issues of Vogue, larger than all of the female service magazines that specifically cater to women, partially because our readership is so enormous, but also because women look at this content. And back then, that magazine, for a number of reasons, you know, I inherently just believe women love looking at women. Like, we like celebrate each other. Like, it's a privilege to be a woman. It's a privilege to like live in this body and go through what we go through, as hard or taxing as it can be at times, you know, with like the loss that you mentioned and that so many women go through, amongst so many other things, you know, that specifically pertains to just being a woman. It's interesting because I know for a fact that women were always drawn to this brand. If it wasn't to appreciate other women, it was to see what swimsuits were being featured or where they were, what destinations they were traveling to. But it was like an unspoken part of the brand. And there wasn't an exact time where this conversation happened, but I can remember over the course of years saying, like, we're doing nothing for our female readers. They exist. They're there. Like, we're doing nothing for them, yet they continue to come here. But they're like a quiet minority. You know, when you're talking like 100 million readers, there's what, 20 million female readers. Back in the day, there's so many more now.
Well, I told you I would steal my dad's issue.
Right. Exactly.
It was my dream to be an SI, even when he was buying it when I was a teenager. I was like 14. And what I saw wasn't a men's magazine. I saw women feeling comfortable in their bodies.
Exactly.
A magazine celebrating them.
Right.
I saw women that I'd never seen in any other fashion magazine. I saw real women represented. Even when I was a teenager, you've always been ahead of the curve on that. And I remember my mom was like, you used to steal your dad's SI. Now you're going to be in it. Can he get a signed copy? I was like, oh gosh. Yes. but it is for women because as much as the women's movement has been happening, there still needs to be more women celebrating women. And we do admire each other for being proud of our bodies and for being confident and for standing for something. And representation does matter so much, and that's exactly what you do. And so whether you realize it or not, even if it was quiet minority reading it, you were loudly representing a lot of women that needed to be seen and needed to see themselves in the magazine and inspiring them. I mean, I literally have for years wanted to be part of the SI family just because I felt like, who doesn't want to be part of this beautiful group, this family that celebrates you and has fun and empowers you? It really is a beautiful community that you've built, and it's a direct representation of who you are. And that's the coolest thing.
Well, I mean, and to that point, thank you. You're like, I'm purple. Thank you for all of those lovely things. But that was old SI. Like when Julie Campbell, who was the original editor of the swimsuit issue, you know, she was a Vogue, an ex-Vogue editor, an ex-Vogue fashion editor. I mean, she very much approached the brand from a fashion perspective, you know, and it's always been run by women. It's always been championed by women. It's always really, I mean, Julie's in her 90s now, and I still speak to her occasionally. And, you know, she's such a light and an influence, and, you know, someone who didn't have the benefit of social media, you know, to be able to speak to what she was trying to do at the time. But she was never really doing this for the boys. You know, she was doing this for the art, for the fashion, for the love of creating. But, you know, obviously it's marketed to men, and men are perceived to want to see women a certain way, but women also like to see themselves represented in a certain way. And so that's sort of where I stepped in. And as the anointed like leader of the brand, however many years ago, the shift was purposeful. You know, we knew what we saw to be the responsible course of action for the brand. And almost immediately, like that's what my team and I set out to do. And you could see that with how the body types shifted within the book, the conversations started to shift, progress was made. And sometimes it was very loud and sometimes it was very subtle. And it's a combination of like those efforts moving this brand forward is bringing it to where we sit today, which is, I feel, a brand for women, a brand that liberates women, a brand that inspires women, a brand that tells women it's okay to be whoever it is they want to be and look however they want to look and love themselves, whatever that may be, and celebrate, you know, their journeys and like where they've come from and where they want to go and not limit them, but to encourage them. And that's my goal for this brand. It's always been my goal for this brand since I've had control of it. And I'm proud of where it's at. And at the end of the day, I want men to also see the type of women that are represented here and to experience the breadth and the wealth of beauty that's out there that we all know. I've said this like a million times, but I will always say it, is that media doesn't do a good enough job of representing like real beauty as it exists in the world. And we all know that everybody has a different aesthetic that they can relate to or that they favor or that, you know, so it's like by creating a beautiful homage to that, which is what we try and do every year, I also want to encourage men to be vocal about that and not just think that there's one specific type of beauty out there that, you know, is worthy to celebrate. Like women, like we've got it. Like we're all about screaming it from the rooftops, but how about we invite the men to also do it with us? Because men that support women are just as powerful as women who support each other. And I think we have to normalize that conversation as well, because we all know how important it is to be on level playing ground and to have men have our back, whether it's about how someone looks and like how someone's worthy to like how someone thinks and where they deserve a seat at the table, you know? And so we lead like this brand, like thinking about women first, but if men want to come along for the ride too and champion us and what we're doing and who we are and where we sit and what we look like and how we function in this space, then I welcome that. You know, I encourage that, because the more liberated men we can create from this, the better the world will be, as far as I'm concerned.
Totally. Hunter McGrady told me that someone's husband reached out to her and thanked her for representing someone like his wife. And it made him appreciate his wife, the size and shape that she was, and thanked her. And I mean, that will move anyone to tears. Hearing, it takes a lot to reach out to somebody. We're all so busy that when someone goes out of their way to say thank you, and his appreciation grew for his own wife, I mean, that was so, so beautiful. Okay, speaking of men, Yutsai, he is incredible, but so talented. You two have known each other for a decade.
Talk to me about
And on this podcast, we talk a lot about creative brilliance, and I want to get into your creative brilliance, but talk to me about Yutsai's creative brilliance, especially when it came to our shoot together.
Yeah. So, I mean, Yutsai is a genius. He really is. He needs his own podcast, because he just has such a incredible history. And, you know, again, someone who shouldn't be defined just by his present, you know, he's a photographer. Mm-hmm. But he's so many other things too, an entrepreneur. He's creative on so many different levels. He's literally a Renaissance man in his own right. You know, he's constantly evolving himself. And I love that so much about him. And even though he's everything from a host to a television personality to, you know, a crack sauce creator, he works with me in such a way and creates such beautiful images and pays such specific strategic attention to each of his subjects, and not only pays attention, but helps the subject, I think, end differently from where they start. You know, he's a teacher He's an educator. He's happy to share his creative brilliance with everyone around him. He doesn't keep it to himself. Like, he wants you to be a better model after you've worked with him. He wants his assistants to be better assistants after they work with him, hair, makeup, everything. And he has such an astute understanding of art and light and imagery and the creation of imagery. For me, it's a critical part of this because he doesn't try and do the same thing with every person that he shoots. Every single person has a unique comfort level, a unique set of attributes, a unique angle, even how they receive light, how they work in front of the camera. And he applies that to his subject very thoughtfully and creatively. And Yutsai is also the type of person where he doesn't allow himself to feel any kind of negative energy. So when you're faced with a tornado, like we were on our shoot, he will literally find a creative, brilliant solution to the situation. Whereas in so many other instances, people would just call it and be like, oh, we can't shoot in this. Well, we don't have a choice. You know, unfortunately, for so many reasons, like we only have a day with each person that we shoot for the issue. And as you can speak to, our day went south really bad in terms of weather. And so rather than have a fit and, you know, throw up his hands and say, oh, I can't do this. And oh, this light and blah, blah, blah. Yutsai literally studied the situation, studied the elements, like found the space, found the environment that would create light. And then ultimately, in the middle of a hurricane, created light to shoot, which was absolutely, I mean, I've never experienced like what we did on our day, Katrina, before, like, and I've never shot through something like that before. I was just going through your images and someone said, you know what photo I really love? I love that photo with the light where she's holding the palm. It was the last one we took and we lit inside that crazy little amphitheater. Yeah. And the sun, the rain is sideways and, you know, but like he created a magical moment in spite of honestly, like, hurricane, category 5 hurricane that was going on around us. And it's that sort of professionalism, knowledge, creativity, and commitment to not just you, me, the craft that makes him extraordinary. And I've never seen Yutsai in a situation that he was not able to figure out and execute on and create something beautiful out of. And that's invaluable. He's really a master. And so helpful and willing to share with those around him, which is also not something that people should overlook because this industry can be a kind of a very secretive one, you know, where people don't want to like give away their tips and their tricks. And, you know, he wants everyone around him to grow, which is exactly what we want in our wheelhouse. So
I actually, after we had, I would say a good 2 outfits in the sun and we took some pictures. I remember it was after we took pictures in front of the most amazing umbrella, which I just found some and ordered some.
We should have sent you home with ours.
I came home with a bikini accidentally and I sent you the picture, but I'm actually going to put it in like this little box.
Oh yeah. Gift with booking.
But I called Brian in the car because I was just warming up in the car and I said, well, there's a tornado warning. It feels about 30 degrees. I don't know how cold it really is. There's sideways rain. Everyone's wearing raincoats. It's sideways. There's also thunder and lightning in the distance. I was like, but we got some really good shots and I didn't even think anything of it. I was like, yeah, we'll probably wrap for the day. I was even surprised that I was the only person there. Do you know that when going into it, I thought it was going to be like everyone at the issue? I had no idea when I saw
that you'd have your own day.
Yeah. I was a surprise. I was like, wait, I'm the only person. This is so weird. And then I said, yeah, we got some good pictures and I don't know, they'll probably want to wrap. And then I came out and Yutsai and the team were sitting there and like, we're going to figure this out. And then when the rain kind of stopped, we went out on the beach and we shot some more. And you're right, nothing really fazed him in a way of frustration. And it's such a joy to work with someone like that. And I thanked you too, because I wanted to stay. I wanted to keep shooting, but I wasn't sure if everyone else would. And I said, you know, I've been on a lot of shoots where everyone would kind of say, okay, it's done here, but he encouraged his team. The team around him has so much confidence. And that's actually really a good learning moment for me, seeing that is he was confident that he could figure something out, that everyone else felt confident. So when you lead with confidence, everyone says, okay, we're going to do this. And he had his lighting guys behind me in the wind with sideways things, like the lights were blowing and he was trying to hold it and they're holding palms or doing all this crazy stuff. And they just, I was able to remain calm even for me because I saw everyone so confident. And then you, of course, screaming behind the screen in excitement of how everything looked. But I actually wouldn't change anything about the day because it was an experience that we all had that we had never experienced before. And it tested our creativity. Even when my hair, when it was over, I'm like, let's just do the wet look. And I'd never done that before. We dipped my head in a big bucket of water and we were all figuring out hair, makeup, lighting, and everyone was there to create something beautiful. And everyone wanted to feel really proud at the end of the day. And everyone walked away saying that that was one of their favorite days.
And I'm so proud of that day. I'm so proud of everyone for that day because I wish people listening now could understand how catastrophic the weather was that day. Like it was, I don't know if you saw this. Do you remember you were shooting the green bathing suit in the dune and it was so dark. It hadn't started raining yet. It was just right before it started raining. It was so dark and we were standing there and I'm watching and I like could barely see you because it was so dark, but I'm like watching and like we were all so into that shot because you look so amazing and it was kind of, it's like wild and it turned out so beautiful. But I looked up and I was like, the cloud, I've never seen clouds like this before. And I was standing next to, I think it was, who was I standing next to? One of the photo assistants, maybe. And I'm looking and like, first of all, the sky was green. It was literally green. And the clouds were moving like in a circle. And I'm not from tornado country at all. I've never been in a tornado. I've never seen one before. I've seen other sorts of weather events, but never a tornado. And I'm looking and it's just like the clouds are this like big round donut moving around us. And I was like, look at how those clouds are moving. And somebody was like, this is like a tornado cloud. And I'm like, oh my God, no, there's no way it's a tornado cloud. And then when we got back to our hotel, I put on the news and they were like a tornado touched down, like right close to where we were. I had no idea. Like we were literally in the eye of a tornado during that specific shot. And then whatever happened after that was almost as close to a tornado or a hurricane as I've ever been in my life. Like we were, it was so intense. Like we were really, the elements were working against us, but like it was that committal to creating something beautiful. And by the way, like we want that for you, like as much as we want it for ourselves. Like I know how, when people are committing to do this, I know how much it means to people, you know? So I don't want you to leave after two shots or be disappointed with the team's effort, you know, put forth for you. Like you deserve that. Like what you've given to us outside of just even your presence, but for everyone whose presence there, like that, again, it's a privilege to shoot you all. You deserve that from us as a team. And that team really, like they really delivered and I'm really proud of them and you and everybody, because it could have been so easy to just get like so despondent over that moment because it was really challenging. Like the weather was not our friend that day.
There was this one moment where I was changing in the changing tent. And for everyone listening, it's like this little tube. It's probably like 2 by 2 feet, maybe 3 by 3 feet. And not that at that point, there's no modesty. I would have been naked in front of everybody. It's fine. It's just a body. And so they're like, change in there and maybe keep you warm. I'm like, okay. So I change in there and then all of a sudden a crazy lightning bolt hits somewhere and we all just dropped down and I was in this changing tent on the ground. I was like, are we good? And they're like, yeah, you're good. And I came out and you're like, that's the outfit. We're good. Let's keep going. So I think when life gives you a tornado, you just make magic and something happened that was beautiful, but it says a lot about you and it says a lot about Yutsai and the team. So it was completely memorable. If you could have a favorite favorite moment of the day, what would you say?
Oh God, there were so many, honestly. Like I love that suit that your like wow suit. The shiny copper, like pink, or like it was sort of like millennial pink, because it's funny. Like I always like to make sure everybody's really comfortable with the stuff that they're wearing. It's very important to the picture. You very much have your aesthetic and one that, you know, I've studied you. Like I know the suits you like, I know like what you feel best in, and, you know, wanted to make sure that you had a say in everything that you wore. But then there was this one suit, which by the way, you were not against at all, but it was like, I think I'm excited for people to see you in that suit because it's something that you're not normally wearing, and it's just, you look so amazing in it. And it's just, it's so different from anything else I think that like Katrina wears normally, but also, wow. It was a moment like when, you know, you walk out and we're like, and it was in every angle suit. We're like, it just, by the way, it shows off all the hard work you put into yourself too, which I think just should not go unaddressed because you work very hard for like your beautiful physique. And it's just, it's gorgeous. And the light was out and the hair is gorgeous. And oh my God, I loved that moment. That was one of those shots where it was very hard to make a decision. I had to like shed a few tears over certain photos that I couldn't, you know, include.
I'll take all the extras.
Perfect.
For book for Brian. I remember coming out in a couple suits and you actually sent a behind the scenes picture to Brian. And you said, this is your wife. I'm like, yes. He really wanted to come to the shoot and be the oil boy, but we both thought that there would be like 30 girls. So
that would be awkward.
He could have. Hey, just for me. But yeah,
I love that. And I love the green suit too. I have to say during the tornado. God. And I loved, I also loved when we had you on the picnic table too. Cause when we were like, it was in the middle of that. I'm not done. There were so many like worthy moments to mention. And your hair was all slicked back. You were in that one piece. It was a thong. And like we were trying to like shoot inside this it was like a picnic amphitheater on a picnic table in the middle of a raging tornado hurricane. And battered, like everyone was so battered at this point. And we like, Utsai does his magic and like strategically like lights and places and everything. And there are some pictures out of that are just so amazing. Like you are feeling yourself. And I love that. Like, I love how confident and you're just vibing in that moment so intensely. And you were like, I can see like the competitive like streak in you that keeps you going because you're like, I'm going to take this moment and I'm going to make it my bitch. And like, literally you did that so well. And I was like, this is what it's all about right here, is like this type of drive and energy and like failure to wave a white flag. And it made like a sick, sick, sick picture. Like, oh, love.
I remember that moment and I actually looked over at him and I was like, can I do a glute lift? And he was like, a glute lift? And I just lifted my butt up because I'm comfortable doing like exercise moves, especially, like, I mean, half the time I was pretty stiff and he helped me loosen up. And I'm like, how does this lunge look? He's like, no. I was like, and then he's like, do you want to run? And I was like, sure. And I start running. He's like, don't run. I just run really boxy. It wasn't like a sexy run. But I did a glute lift on the picnic table because I was like, oh, this is what I would probably be doing anyway. And I love wearing leotards and stuff. I think that it's just fun. I had so much fun. And yeah, I won't stop shooting until everyone wants to stop shooting. If we're still shooting right now, I would be like, okay, let's go.
And I love that about you because I am the same way. Like, I'm always like trying to read, you know, the talent and be like, are they okay? Are they exhausted? Cause I will go and go and go. Like, I'm so greedy. I am so greedy. Like, because you just know, you never know. Like, can you imagine if we had given up before we went into that amphitheater?
No.
Like, I just, it was like, listen, a lot went into like making that work, but it was so worth it. The drama, the energy, like honestly, it's a version of you that I think people are going to never have seen before. Like you are undone, girl. Like you are like wild and like you are in your like element. You know what I mean? It's like there's a freedom to those specific images that I don't know if we ever would have gotten with anybody much, you know what I mean? Like you're functioning in a space where these types of elements were not controllable. Like no wind scrim was going to stop that. You know what I mean? No covering, even though we were covered, the rain was literally sideways. It was still coming in. Like you were wet, you know?
I was just so happy to be there. There's some analogy that we could probably come up with this, but you know, if it was a dream that I had for 15 years plus, and all these things that led up to that moment, yeah, were we going to let rain and a tornado warning kind of stop us? Mm-hmm. Which, again, we didn't know the tornado warning was happening until after
we did not push through that without like purposefully knowing. But
I mean, if we had gotten that, we probably would have left. But yeah. The determination to also be in the moment. A lot of us give up so easily when we've worked really, really hard for something. And when something gets hard, it's much easier to say, okay, maybe this isn't for me, or maybe this wasn't meant to happen for me, but it's so meant to happen. And it ends up being way more beautiful and extraordinary when you have those experiences with people. And I wouldn't change anything about our day that we had. It was the way that it was supposed to be. And yeah, that fight in me to get those shots was like, I've been through too much to want to go home. This is the day, and we're going to make this magic. And I, of course, was holding in tears all day. And then as soon as we were done shooting, I'm just like, ugh! So it was incredible.
It was incredible for me too, because I know what you had gone through. I know what it meant to you. I know what it meant to us. I know even what that day was, what we all went through, you know. And I just, I want like a perfect day for everyone. I absolutely wanted a perfect day for you. And that weather, like you saw me pacing, and I was pissed. Like I was definitely showing like how mad I was at the weather. Mm-hmm. Knowing that we weren't going to give up, but I was just pissed because I wanted a beautiful sunny day for you, and didn't get my way, and I could be a brat with the weather like that. And you know, but at the end of the day, like everything you just said is so important. And so, I mean, like put that on repeat, all of us, me, put like everybody should like listen to that, because it's true. Like those like perfect days really aren't the ones that define you. It's the storm that you weather, and how you weather it and how you come out of it is what makes you better and stronger and more resilient and like able to face the next challenge and fight through it. And that is so important, and no better person, honestly, to frame that up than you. You are such a effortless, optimistic, positive human being, and I am so grateful for that, and like from you and in my life, because it's hard sometimes. Times like these, things like these, the things that you have a compounded layer of obstacles and hardships that you've overcome, and I just like really, really appreciate that about you, because you could very easily be like, ornery and mad and bitter about it. And you're never that, Katrina. That's such an incredible, beautiful, superpower trait of yours. And I just like, I can't even, you have so many, but that's one that I just adore, and it's invaluable. Never change. Cause just by saying those things, like I hear it personally myself and apply it, like stop being a whiner, MJ. Even though that's not what you're saying, but like, it, you know, like a kind of like, yeah.
Stop. Thank you so much. I don't think any of us complained while all that was happening.
No, not I one think I was the most complainy person, because I was just pissed. I was like, why?
You were just pacing, talking about Tulum. And you're like, you'll love Tulum.
Yeah.
But the umbrellas remind me of Tulum. So yeah. That's why. I'm going to send you the picture of the umbrellas that I got, but I want to look at them every day and remember that sunny moment that we had together.
Oh, and those are really gorgeous umbrella moments.
Thank you, MJ. This means so much to me. Okay. You always have so many plans, and the team, Joe and Janine, especially, you know, there's so many, and Darcy, which I never got a chance to meet Darcy, but you know, there's so many things that I know that you're all working on, but what can we all look forward to, especially this year? Because this is the year of, I would say, rebirth. We all were kind of just in this hibernation and our cocoon. And I wore my butterfly necklace just for you today.
Oh, yay. Oh my gosh. I love it.
I do think that we're all coming out. And so what is this issue? And what does this year mean for SI, and anything that you can share with us? I know you have a lot of surprises, but, you know, I'd love for everyone to have something to look forward to too.
Yeah. I mean, this year has been an extraordinary, extraordinary year, for good or for bad. Obviously the bad things that we all know that we're all living through, but the good things of what we've been able to accomplish, you know, during probably the most universally challenging periods of time that any of us have ever lived through. And you know, there was a real question at a certain point in time if this issue would even be able to happen. And we were really fortunate to partner with the Hard Rock Hotel company to be able to shoot domestically. I can always find a silver lining in some things, much like you do. And I know that's an important thing to do. And I think what the limitations that this year has imposed on us has allowed us to create one of our most powerful issues from top to bottom that we ever have had, because what we have done is focused on the individuals. It's, yes, all of our locations were beautiful. The beaches were stunning, you know, like hotels are great, but the real story in this year's issue are the people that make it up and what they speak to and what they represent and how they've lived their lives and how they are a part of this. And that is so powerful to me, because it's so much more than a beautiful picture. And it's always been so much more than a beautiful picture, but it is so deep and layered and thought-provoking, you know, about why each and every one of you are a part of this brand and why each and every one of you are here for 2021. And what that means is so important to where we are right now, because it focuses back on the depth of the person and the depth of the brand and what we accomplish because of who we associate with. That to me is the most beautiful thing that came out of this, is that even a global pandemic couldn't stop your beautiful personas from shining through, from creating conversations, from inspiring women, men, the world, to giving people something to look forward to throughout all of this, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's about all of you and what you can do together.
Now, you've said that you've had every job at SI, but I'm just wondering when you're going to be in the next issue.
I'm a very behind the scenes type of person. I wore that bathing suit that one time on social media. I did.
If you ever shoot, it obviously needs to be with you inside, but I will be your oil girl. I'll warm your hands.
Oh, thank you.
I'll spray you with some good sweat.
Should style me. You should do the whole thing. We should swap places. I would lead terrible workouts and
I'll make sure the booty bands, we bring booty bands on set.
I have my booty bands. Let me tell you, I was so sore after I was booty banding on set that day. I was like, oh God, I got to do more of these. That's so
good. I feel that maybe that should happen, maybe even in our own fun way. But thank you. Thank you for today. And I have one more question, and it's, what does living beautifully mean to you?
living authentically, celebrating all of the beautiful things in your life, but also acknowledging and accepting all of the bumps and scrapes, you know, that you may experience as well. I mean, I'm so appreciative of all of the beauty in the world, but I also think that it's those obstacles and those hard times in our life that really make us the strongest, most resilient versions of ourselves. So much like what you spoke to earlier. And I believe in embracing all of that. And I think that that gives you the confidence. It also gives you the experience to live that beautiful life that you dream of. And that once you can say to yourself, this doesn't have to look like that perfect picture that I've always painted for myself, then you can really enjoy everything and live that beautiful life.
That is so beautiful.
It's like our shoot. I swear, I was like, when you articulated that about our shoot, I was like, God, that is literally the basis of everything. Like, I couldn't have said it better myself. Like, that is the basis of everything, because nothing in life is easy, right? Like, life is not easy. Life is good, bad, ugly, sad. It's all those things. Like, it's just what you choose to do with the things that you're handed. Like, and some people have so much hardship, and you see how they come out of it. And it's a testament to like who they are and that drive and that way they frame things in their lives. And I just think it's a testament to like who they are and like what we can take away from examples like that and how to apply it to ourselves and maybe not be so miserable all the time, because you know that there will be a light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Yeah. We all work really hard towards our dreams, but it's kind of, if we let, you know, a rainy day or spilt milk or whatever it is get in the way of us really reaching our brilliance, then of course we'll stop. So
right. And sometimes it takes a day, and sometimes it takes a year, and sometimes it takes 10 years, and sometimes it never happens, mm-hmm. but something else presents itself and it's far more beautiful, or it's beautiful in a way that you never thought you would experience. So it's like just being less rigid with yourselves and ourselves, you know, so you can experience like really all of the beauty that exists there. It's like, honestly, like it's, I think about this, there's another analogy to make, you know, just in my own head about, I like the evolution of the swimsuit brand was really born out of me being introduced to the world and the beauty that the world held and the different perceptions of the beauty that the world held, and realizing that there's a billion different types of beautiful. There's a billion different types of happiness too. It might not be having a house with a white picket fence and like a SUV or whatever, or like six kids or a dog, whatever. But like your story doesn't end just because you don't get what you think is going to be the defining moment in your life. Life's too long for that. There's so many other routes to happiness and beautiful life. And that's the takeaway, right? From all of this, is that don't limit yourself. Don't limit yourself with like, oh, I want to be a size six, or I want to make 60 grand, or I want to, you know, a 2-bedroom apartment, or I want to, you know, 2.5 kids. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many different routes to happiness, and don't let society tell you what that is. Like, you find that for yourself.
Yeah.
And celebrate that.
I just quoted this quote that spoke to me a lot, especially within the last couple of years, is William Shakespeare. Expectation is the root of all heartache.
Yes.
And I expected my life to look completely different. And when I go there, because trust me, I have my bad days where I go there, and I could go there in a second and bawl my eyes out right now. I thought my life would look completely different than it would right now in this moment. And maybe that looks like completely different than the life I'm living right now. But when life gives you a different chapter where it's out of your control and it doesn't meet the expectations that you had in your mind, sometimes the life you start living could actually be even more beautiful, but you only have, you have to be open to it.
Yes.
And if we're not open to it, then we actually don't let blessings come in.
Exactly.
And I have to stay open to more possibilities and blessings. Because if I stay closed and I close up in my grief and my anger and my frustration, then I'm not going to let in anything that could possibly happen. And I have to trust that this journey is happening exactly how it is supposed to happen.
Exactly. And it's far from over. It's like, you know, that's the beauty of all of this, is I can see those ways that my life has turned very sharply one way or another that I wasn't expecting. And it was like, it felt so hard and just impossible to come out of at the time. But here we are, you know, like it's, if you don't give up, life doesn't give up on you. And that's a really important thing to remember. So I am, you are a blessing to all who know you, girl. Like you just, the best is yet to come for sure. I love you too. Thank you for everything. You're a family member. You're like a colleague. You're so much more than just a beautiful face on the pages of a magazine. Like you are everything that I hope for every woman out there, in the way that you give of yourself, in the way that you strive for yourself, in the way that you strive for your family, in the way that you, you know, support others around you. And like that to me is what the future of this brand is. It's the future of like what women should be for each other. And you're so worthy of every celebration, of every accolade, of every feature, of the pages of this magazine, of everything that comes to you with this and outside of this. Like that part of you, like I don't even want to hear somebody talk about like how great your body is and how beautiful you are. It's like, it's one of 8,000 things that make your beauty just so special. And it's so much more than just the undeniable, like outwardly facing beauty that you possess. I feel like I want to say that better and louder and more often, but like, it's just, you are a very special human, and whatever we've done for you, you've done tenfold for us. Thank you. Thank you for bringing us like into your world as well, because you know, you're a big part of like where we want to take this brand. So thank you. Like you're allowing us to exist in a way that without your generosity, I don't know if we would. So thank you.
Generosity is an interesting word, especially after 2020, because you know, there were people on the front lines. There were scientists. There were people working on vaccines. There were people fighting for equality. There were protesters. And when you're at home and they're telling you, stay home unless you're an essential worker, then you feel a little helpless. And where I was helpless personally and professionally, I was like, what can I offer to the world at home? That's when I said, oh, I know how to tone it up. You know, I know how to do that. And so if I can give that every day, I would. It made me get out of bed. And because it gave me something to look forward to, I know that it gave a lot of women also something to look forward to also. So it was fulfilling for me in such a helpless time.
And so, same here. It was, what could we do? What could we do? We could provide these services to women, and thank you for that. Like it's like this beautiful trickle down effect of like one person can affect 5 people, can affect 100 people, who can affect 1,000,000 people. You know what I mean? It's like every message, every way you can give back, like no giving back is the wrong way, you know, and there are so many different people represented in this brand that have different ways of giving back. And even like speaking about Christine, like, you know, she speaks to women who suffer from hair loss and that are bald and, you know, not feeling beautiful, but she also speaks to so many other women because they see themselves just represented in or presented in a different light. Like just because this person doesn't fit into this box, like here they are, like being, you know, publicly celebrated for their beauty and their strength. And like their, you know, it doesn't even need to fall into a bald category or a whatever category. Like it's just, we can affect change by just, you know, being generous, right? It's an amazing capability everyone has, honestly. Like, but we, you know, not everybody can give back the same way. How can we give back? Like that's the best. That's another silver lining to this, right?
Yeah. Well, thank you so, so much for today and every day and everything. It's like a loaded thank you.
All right. Okay. Bye, honey.
Thanks.
Bye. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into Live Beautifully today. I hope you loved this episode and that you feel empowered, connected, and of course, inspired to live beautifully. Make sure you subscribe so you're the first to know when a new episode comes out. I love seeing your reviews and hearing how this podcast is making a positive impact on your life. So if you haven't yet, I'd love for you to leave a review. I read everything from you and it means the absolute world to me. I'll be sharing your reviews and stories on Instagram at Katrina Scott. Also, for Ask Me Anything episodes, literally anything, text me on my cell at 213-205-3604. 213-205-3604 with anything you'd like to talk about. Title your text AMA for Ask Me Anything so I can look out for your message. Thanks again for tuning in and sharing this with your girlfriends. I cannot wait to chat soon. Let's live beautifully together.